Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Costello texted me the schedule. I guess it's out there. Everybody has it now. But they opened the Jets, at least, at home against Buffalo. So
regular Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah, regular Sunday afternoon. Right. The thought that they were going to open against the Browns was out there. That's not the case. They're going to play them week two.
Monday night.
So the first two games of the year are at MetLife Stadium.
Right, right.
The third game of the year is in Foxborough.
Great. Well, you know, that's good. They get them out of the way early.
And then they have a bye.
I don't like that.
No, it's terrible.
The bye week four is terrible.
Awful.
I mean, there's just nothing good about that.
The problem is someone has it. It's just that this year it's the Jets.
I don't like that.
And the other thing, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I actually think it's a good thing. You tell me. They play the Patriots again very early in the season.
Yeah, no, I think it's very good. I saw that week seven up there, right?
Week seven.
Right. All right, so give me the schedule.
No, that's at MetLife.
Oh, at home, right. That's right. Week three is over there.
All right, so here it is real quick.
Ahead. So we got Buffalo at home, week one, Sunday game, Monday night game at home against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots in Foxborough, regular Sunday game. Then we got the bye week. All right, what's up after that?
Philadelphia in Philadelphia.
They've never beaten the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I know. Which
never.
Is weird.
They are due.
It's not
to
a
beat
huge
them.
Number, isn't it? Like six or seven?
But they've never beaten them.
No, I get it. I'm just saying. It's not
20.
And the
last time they played them was Brandon Marshall said, here, take the football.
I know. I remember that
I'll never forget that.
Then they play the Cowboys at MetLife where, you know, half the stadium will be Cowboys fans.
So they're back-to-back NFC East games.
Then
at Philly, home to Dallas.
Right. Then that Monday nighter against the Patriots at home.
Oh, it's a Monday nighter against the Patriots?
It's a Monday nighter. They have two Monday nighters.
Oh, man.
The Brown one and the Patriot one. There's a bunch of games that I'm going to say that about, and you're going to say it about, including that one.
What a Giant game I'm going to. I have to go to the Giant game.
And we'll get to that one. That's coming up.
Right.
They've got two road games in a row in Florida at Jacksonville,
so let's go
Miami.
Wait, I got to redo this here. So at Philly, bye week, at Philly, home Dallas, go.
Home New England Monday night.
Oh, that's right. Home New England Monday night.
At Jacksonville.
Right.
At Miami.
Right.
And then the Jet-Giant game, which is week 10, I think
November.
We're up to
November.
Yeah,
right.
We're early November.
And obviously, that's a home game for the Jets.
It is a home game for the Jets. At Washington.
Right.
So that'll wrap up their NFC East.
So the two NFC East games are both back-to-back.
Correct.
Or the four, I should say.
Yes,
or
the
two
four.
Back-to-backs.
It's in groups of two.
Right.
Home against the Raiders.
Okay.
At Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Home against the Dolphins.
Right. Where now are we now for that Dolphin home game?
We're at the week 14.
Okay.
Week 15. At Baltimore on a Thursday night.
So that's their Thursday night game.
Yes.
So they have three night games. They have a Monday night, and two of them are at home, right? One at home, one in Foxborough, one in Baltimore.
No, the Monday night game is at home. It's two at home.
It is two at home.
Yeah. The Patriot game at home is the Monday nighter. Yeah.
All right, so two Monday night games at home, Cleveland and the Patriots, Thursday night in Baltimore. Okay, go ahead.
Then home against the Steelers week 16.
Well, okay.
And then they end the season. Doesn't this sound familiar?
In Buffalo
right. against the Bills.
So they open with Buffalo and close with Buffalo.
That is correct. So the only thing I've heard about the Giants schedule, I don't know if you've seen the whole thing leak. Yeah, is they're going
to
open the season against the Cowboys.
In Dallas?
Which is just... Where is that game?
It's got to be in Dallas because the Jets are home.
Oh, that's right. That's a very good point.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
The Sunday night game, though, is the Patriots, right?
Sunday night game is the Patriots
against who, Sunday night?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
That's the route they're going.
Right. The opener.
The opener.
Right, because Green Bay, which is ridiculous to me, I understand why they're doing it. Green Bay Bears is the first one.
Right. That's going to
that
be
the... in Green Bay?
I think so, yeah. And they're doing that because of a big anniversary.
100 years of the NFL.
100th season.
Right.
It's not even 100 years. It's the 100th season of the NFL.
Yeah.
So that's
the NFL really started when Alan Ameche scored the touchdown, but that's
not
me.
Quite 100 years.
No, but that's me anyway.
Well, look, the NFL.
No, I understand that. I know.
Maybe more than any other sport, but probably more than any other sport, is vastly different from when it started. Now, I know you could say that about baseball, basketball, and hockey.
Vastly different.
But I think it's actually more so different with football than any other sport.
Probably.
That if we were transported to 1925, we wouldn't recognize
it. No.
While I think baseball, you'd recognize.
Yeah, no, you would.
You'd look around and say, boy, everybody's racist. I mean, what the hell's going on here? You'd say that. And in basketball, you'd say, wow, these guys are not nearly as big
and there was
fast.
No NBA in 1925.
No, but I mean like 1955 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because I think the NBA started in 1948 as the
Basketball Association
of America.
Right.
And then they merged with the NBL, and that became the NBA, if my history is correct on it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.